we first started to work on this back in the 60s, sending field workers out to more than 1,000 communities across the country, where we asked them the questions in a huge questionnaire, asking about things from time and weather and clothing and farming and foods to things like religion and health and school and marriage and all sorts of things. So we could get comparable answers or regional answers from all over the country. And then we mapped them, so we know just where people say what.
Does this amount to a dictionary of American dialects?
It does. But dialect has an unfortunate connotation to some people, because it's as if dialect is a bad thing. We don't see dialect as a bad thing at all. The variation is wonderful, but it usually varies in terms of geography, so we call it regional English.
So I guess there are two ways this can go. You can either have the same word, which means different things in different parts of the country, or the same thing that's represented by different words in different parts
indeed.
Of the country. Give me some examples.
Well, the same word meaning different things. Look at the word gopher, for instance. In much of the country, it is a creature that burrows under the ground and eats the roots of your plants, and you don't want it there at all. In parts of the southeast, a gopher is a big tortoise. In other places, a gopher is like a ground squirrel. So I think there are something like a dozen different senses for gopher. On the other hand, we all know about the sub sandwiches, that some people call them submarines or subs, but that in New England, it's called a grinder. In New York City, it's a hero. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, it's a hoagie. In Boston, it can be a spucky. In Florida, it's a Cuban. It's a poor boy in Louisiana. A torpedo elsewhere.
You could go on and on.
Yeah.
Well, we have to cover three words that we've been talking about on the air here since yesterday. Honeyfuggle is one of them. What is a honeyfuggle?
Honeyfuggle means to swindle or to dupe. On the other hand, it can mean to sweet talk somebody. So if you're trying to get in good with someone, you can honeyfuggle them.
So if I look up honeyfuggle in the Dictionary of American Regional English, it will tell me where to use the word appropriately geographically?
Well, for many of them, yes. But the other thing that DARE includes is what we call folk language, which is the kinds of words we use with our family and friends, but that you wouldn't find in dictionaries.
Mm.
And honeyfuggle is one of those. It's an English dialect word that was brought to this country and is used in various places, not in one specific area, but it occurs wherever people happened to come from the appropriate parts of England.
Pinkwink. What's a pinkwink?
Oh, a pinkwink is also known as a pinkletink or a spring peeper. It's a tiny little spring frog that comes out early in the spring, and you can hear it with its little tiny high-pitched peep.
And a word that my dad used to use all the time, schnickelfritz.
Yes, your dad had German background,
yes,
I'll bet
you.
Yeah, a schnickelfritz is a little kid, usually a little boy. It's kind of an endearing term, or sometimes it can be used in annoyance. You little schnickelfritz, why did you do that?
He usually used it when he was happy with us. We knew we weren't in trouble when Dad called us a schnickelfritz. Joan Houston Hall is the editor of the Dictionary of American Regional English. Thanks for being with us on WBAL.
My pleasure.